Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Giants and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dusty Rhodes. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ruben Gomez. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Terwilliger. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez spins and fires to second, with Gardner covering, and Bruton is picked off. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Logan moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Matthews moves to second. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparn covering, for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell takes first base on ball four. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn takes first base on ball four. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Aaron reaches third base with a triple. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron scores. It's 3-0, Braves. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crow moves to second. Paul Giel now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Braves. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhodes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sparn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton bunts towards the mound. Giel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sparn moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sparn moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a pop-up towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0 for 1 in the game. Cat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Lockman moves to third. Two outs. Sid Gordon pinch hits for Paul Giel. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Windy McCall now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Aaron is called out on strikes. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Crow reaches second base with a double. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tanner strikes out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a line drive towards short. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Crandall and he is out, Logan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sparn hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhodes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with McCall covering, for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Crow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Braves. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tanner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0-for-2 in the game. Catt hits a line drive towards short. Logan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Windy McCall. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Don Little now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. O'Connell takes first base on ball four. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Crandall hits a line drive towards short. Gardner catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. O'Connell moves to second. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Connell moves to third. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Connell scores. There goes Sparn trying to get to third. Rhodes throws the ball into Thompson, who tags Sparn for the out. Bruton moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-1, Braves. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruton moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruton scores. Logan moves to third. It's 7-1, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Aaron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Logan scores. Matthews goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Braves. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Crow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Braves. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rhodes moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 9, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.